Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 9, I won't get through all this chapter. I want to get to verse number 12, though. We ended last week in Revelation 8, verse number 13, and I want to begin there, okay? Just kind of, again, an introduction to chapter number 9. The tribulation period has taken place here. We're in the middle of the tribulation period. The seals have been opened, and the trumpets are beginning to sound. We heard the four, we looked at the four trumpets last week in verse number 13 of chapter number 8. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound." So this angel flies, I believe he flies the globe. He cries out these three woes. Now, the three woes are perhaps because there's three trumpets yet to sound. And I ended the statement last week that you think it's bad. Well, you just hang on, baby. The worst is yet to come. Of course, I'm glad I ain't going to be here during the tribulation period. But the earth will be experiencing some terrible things that if you notice the first seals and the trumpets, for the most part, affected the earth, the land, the sea, the oceans, the fresh water. Of course, people were affected by that, no doubt about it. Matter of fact, because of the famine and all, we find out that a third of the people had died. Remember, we looked at that, or a fourth of it, I forget, whichever a good part of mankind had died through the famines and the wars and all. But for the most part, for this, the blowing of the trumpets, it affected the earth as a whole. Well, the fifth, sixth, seventh trumpet, and then the opening of the vials or the seals, they're going to affect mankind personally. So those who has escaped the horrors, so to speak, of the tribulation, well, we're going to read in about this fifth trumpet. It's going to affect everybody, just about, except those who are sealed. But that, and I preached a message a long time ago, when I went through, remember, instead of Sunday school, on Sunday morning, I preached through the book of Revelation in our Sunday morning worship service. Y'all probably don't remember that, but it was years ago. Preached on Sunday morning, the book of the Revelation. When I got to chapter 9, the title of my message was Hell on Earth. Hell on Earth, because literally, hell is going to be emptied of demons and all that have been there since, well, we'll talk about that, but they're going to be released. And, mankind will be affected. Let's read the first 12 verses. Revelation chapter number 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree. Before I go any farther, I know I couldn't get through 12 verses without saying anything, because I probably won't get this in my study. After the famine and all the burnt grass, and we were looking about the burnt grass and with the bloody sea, we looked at that. Well, obviously, God has allowed grass to start. You know how you get the dead grass and it starts to come back again in the trees and all. Well, that's what happened here. That's why when he lets these, they're literally going to look at them, demons come out, the grass is growing again. And that's why it talks. So don't be confused with that. Neither any green thing nor any green tree, that it won't hurt them. But only those men who have not the seal of God in their foreheads. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And to them, it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And I take that very literally, 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days, pay attention to this one, and in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from it. And I have a note, and we'll get back to it, that death takes a vacation. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, I'm telling you, God's the giver of life. And God, you know, when it's your time to go, God's going to take you. And of course, we'll get into that. But literally, death takes a vacation for 5 months. Man desires to die because of the trumpet that had blown, and these demons have come out of the abyss, the bottomless pit, and they're stinging the men and women, everybody's not sealed, and they want to die. Can you imagine taking a .45 and putting it to your head and pulling the trigger? And they walk around for 5 months with a hole in their head. I don't know what they do. You know, or something, they can't, or they jump off a building or some, try to kill themselves. Preacher, you're crazy. I take it literally, they cannot flee from this. That's the easy way out. Death flees from them. Verse number 7, and the shapes of the locusts, literally these demons, were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. And here it is again, their power was to hurt men for 5 months. I take it literally. 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past. Remember the angel said, woe, woe, woe. Well, one woe is past. Behold, there comes two more woes hereafter, and even worse than this. In verse number 1, I want you to notice, the fifth angel sounded, blew the trumpet. Again, this is after the middle of the tribulation. But we're going to get farther as we get to study the book of the Revelation. That in the middle of the tribulation, these trumpets begin to blow, and there's going to be a little space of time between each trumpet. So somewhere after, I don't know, the Bible doesn't specify when after the great tribulation or the period of time this takes place. We just know it's going to be a period of 5 months. Whether it's a year into it or whatever, we can only speculate, and I don't want to do that. But we do know this is going to be at last 5 months, this, what we call it, the torment for 5 months. Well, interesting, it says, I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Again, I read after a lot of guys, and there's so many different opinions from commentators, and I use that word commentators lightly because they're just commentators. You know, there's common folk who puts their thoughts down on a book, you know, and they're called commentators, okay? Many of them believe that this is Satan himself, that a star falls from heaven. And they have some good reasonings for that. Other men and all have other points of view and all. I believe this is just another angel that comes from heaven. I do not believe that this is Satan himself. I don't believe God's going to give Satan the privilege of opening the giving him the key to the bottomless pit to let these demons out. We're going to talk about that in just a second. That literally in the abyss, in the center of the earth, there's the bottomless pit, and there's these angelic beings that when Satan fell, one third of the angelic realm came with him, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I just don't believe, I just can't picture it that God would give Satan the key to open these great horses. I just believe it's another good angel. I could be wrong with that, but I think I'm on safe ground.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. The Inspirations will be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and again Sunday evening at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. A wonderful time of singing and a great message. That's this Sunday, February 20th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.